There was a time when ice covered the whole of Burnaby. There may have been two ice ages, periods, but I leave that question to more competent people. Some say 30,000 years ago, some say 10,000. From my experience in heavy construction work and excavation for foundations for large buildings, it looks as if there were two periods. After we settled in Dockdale, we saw a huge granite boulder that must have weighed 1,000 tons on a lot on the east side of Sherlock Street near Curtis Street, where the Canadian National Railway Station on Main Street, Vancouver, was being built in 1921-22. There were several large granite blocks were wanted. Mr. Reilly, my neighbor, who was a Scotch stonemason, was hired by the construction company to cut several large blocks from this huge boulder, and they were used on the railway station. That huge boulder was the largest that I've ever seen in Burnaby. I have another, much smaller, come to light when the digging machine was making a basement for my present home in Burnaby. I've had five homes in Burnaby, three of them I built myself. And this boulder weighs about a ton, is still in my front garden. These boulders were without doubt brought down from the mountain east of here, with the melting of the glacier, which must have been where Burrard Inlet is today. The gravel deposits on Capitol Hill and Burnaby Mountain could also have been deposits from a glacier. Many smaller boulders found all over North Burnaby. Burnaby Lake could possibly have been at one time a part of the Fraser River. It seems to me from my observations that a great amount of gravel, etc., is washed down from Burnaby Mountain and blocked the river at that point where the lake now stands. Trout Lake, Deer Lake, and Burnaby Lake seem to me were once all joined together, but millions of tons of earth have washed down from areas north and south. In the 50 years that I have lived in Burnaby, I've seen great quantities of earth washed down to the Steel Creek area from the hills of both sides. My next story is about the great trees in Burnaby. About 100 years ago, a large number of very large trees grew in Burnaby, and these notes only refer to the ones that grew in North Burnaby. Many thousands of them were cut down and hauled away to the Hastings Mill in Vancouver years before I arrived, and a second growth had grown up by the time I had arrived. And they too were beautiful trees, but they were cut down in the 1920s to make railway ties to take into foreign countries. In 1919, just off Duthie Avenue near Broadway, I came across about 40 logs of spruce that had been cut for making boat oars for the Navy in World War I and left there to rot. They were all 6 to 4 feet thick, and nearby I cut up a fir log from a tree that had fallen many years before. This was 10 feet thick at the first cut, and there were 1,000 board feet in it. 10 feet by 15 inches. I cut 95 blocks, 15 inches wide, before coming to any knots in the tree. And that was not the largest tree that I saw. Another one was on the southwest side of Burnaby Mountain. It was 10 feet under the bark, 8 feet from the ground. I and a companion made an undercut that could not get a fallen saw long enough to cut through the tree, and we left it. 15 years later, a storm blew the top off, about 150 feet up, and the water got into the top of this tree, and another 15 years passed by, and another great storm came and blew the tree down and the butt. I was up there looking at it, and the tree had rotted. In that 15 years, it completely rotted right from top to bottom. It was nothing but useless. I think it was on the present site of where the oil tanks are now, but I'm not quite sure. I'm unable to walk up there to see. If the stump is still there, another great tree once stood in the corner of Parker and Gilmore on the south side. This stump was 25 feet at the base and 6 to 7 feet thick, 16 feet above the ground. See the photograph of it, taken in 94. My sister and brother-in-law are in the picture. They lived on Cambridge Street for 20 or 30 years. When the Willenden Heights subdivision was being cleared, there were several stumps that had over 800 rings in them. In the Lockdale area, I came across several very large spruce trees that had been left by former loggers by reason that there were some defect in them, and I came across many cascara trees that were plentiful in Burnaby, but all were ravaged by bark hunters and were destroyed. All of North Burnaby in 1919 looked like a lovely park, narrow roads without any traffic, trails through the timber, the wild raspberry bushes in bloom everywhere in the spring, and beautiful dogwood trees everywhere, plenty of wild bees and plenty of birds, and the lovely little flying squirrels up on the mountainside. In the fall, Burnaby Lake was covered with wild ducks of every kind. Other parts of Burnaby were small many small dairy farms, raspberry patches on 1 to 3 acres, which gave pleasant work to many women and girls in the summertime. And that we had a small fruit cannery and a jam factory. And then modern civilization struck Burnaby. Some of the new settlers found out that by joining the Farmers Institute, one could get blasting powder at a much lower price. So we all joined, and off to the powder magazine on the waterfront, north of Spurling Avenue. We had to pack it in wheelbarrows up the hill, as the trail was too narrow from Mason Street. Up to that time, Sundays had been a day of rest, and most of the children went to Sunday school and the parents to church, if there was one. After that, Sunday was a good day to blow stumps. The returned soldiers were back in business again. Stumping powder was cake to them. Their haversacks were used to carry sticks of powder, fusion caps, and they made merry hell at any odd time. You would hear someone shout, "Fire, fire, fire," and then a boom and all clear, all clear. Powder was used to get rid of the stumps till after the Second World War. Then the huge bulldozer appeared. To see a small army of these in action, to those who had lived through the period of sauce, picking horses, mules, and powder, this was a front view of heaven. It did not take 2 generations of a family to clear and make a home site anymore. The bulldozer would clear more land in 1 hour than one man could do in a year. But all these machines had relatives, so they all came to Burnaby as well. And then we have a new way of life. The trees were gone, the fish in the lake were gone, the ducks come no more, the birds have gone, the log dogwood and the wild raspberry have gone, the quiet evenings have gone, the day of rest has gone, the human beings have turned into cogs and wheels. And God help you if you are not a cog in a wheel, for you will starve to death. If you don't go to a social service for help, and more people every year are just doing that. Life now in Burnaby is one continuous bang, roar, screech, police sirens, ambulance, boxcar trucks, trains, planes, motorcycles, jukeboxes, shotgun weddings, and actions in hotels. But 1 every 2 hours, sometime or 2 or 3 in a time. Some of the old people spend their time at bingo games and others drinking beer. And the airwaves are full of messages telling you to buy this, that, or the other. Pills, potions, new coats, new cars, and pots. And another voice says, come to heaven or go to hell. And another voice says, how to keep from going insane.